proclamation number 4387 dated the July 27th, 1948. Personal words. The Spirit imparts my word to you, and this is what you should listen to. I will always speak to you providing you first speak to me in spirit and in truth. Thus I do not reply to mere words spoken by your mouth, but what you feel and think in your heart will find its way to me and give rise to a response. If you ask me in this manner, you will mentally receive my answer. Then you can confidently believe that your thoughts originated from me and take them to heart. I want you to understand everything and not start to doubt. Therefore I also want you to know what kind of relationship you should have towards one another. I want to give you a word of advice which you should seriously consider so that you then can make a free decision. I want you to establish the most heartfelt harmony of souls between yourselves. I want you to establish a pure relationship which is supported by mutual love, a relationship in which each one of you is willing to give to the other and every requirement is excluded. I want you to stay together until you are parted by death, because your earthly path is only brief. You aspire towards a mutual goal and should also try to reach this goal, spiritual marriage, which survives everything, which signifies union in the spiritual kingdom, which consists of mutual activity in the same consciousness of strength. However, this union requires the same degree of maturity and thus the same emanation of light, consequently also the same love and the same knowledge. And for this reason two peoples endeavor on earth, who want to work together in the spiritual kingdom, must enable the direct transmission of light and strength, of spiritual knowledge. My spirit has to be able to be effective in them and to teach them, i.e., they have to receive my word through the voice of the spirit. And it is certain that only through actions of love will you awaken the spirit within yourselves, who then will teach you. People who are joined together by true, pure love open the door of their hearts to the spirit within themselves, which is part of me. They shape themselves into receiving vessels for my spirit and can be constantly taught. And thus you are destined to travel the path of ascent together, because by living in emotional harmony you will be very receptive for the strength of spirit, for my emanation, for my word, that will then be conveyed to you directly. Anyone who receives my word directly has to pass it on, and the more he loves his fellow human being the more eagerly he will do so. Moreover, the lovingly offered word will be accepted where love has been aroused again. And love should be practiced because it is strength in itself. Thus increasing love also means increasing strength. Your course of life is but short, and therefore every day should be used by you to work together on behalf of me and my kingdom. But mutual activity also necessitates complete conviction in regards to spiritual questions, to the deliberation, comprehension and assessment of what is presented to you as truth through the Spirit. However, correct thinking always requires the working of the Spirit, and my Spirit can only work in the presence of love. Hence you should never allow love to become unrequited, because the partner will lack understanding for spiritual truth when he stands outside of love. For love of me you should make an effort to show love to other people, hence you have to practice giving, joyful love, and when it is thus returned it will cause an exchange of strength with earthly and spiritual results. And this is what you should achieve by reminding each other to love, by being sincerely affectionate to each other, by strengthening the feeling of togetherness to a point that you can no longer imagine life without each other. Then you will experience the greatest miracle on earth, you will both hear the sound of the word at the same time. Then there will be no more separation for you. Then my spirit will be constantly working in you. Then every doubt will have come to an end. The truth of my word will be shining so brightly for you that you will be completely filled by it, and you will joyfully work together for me and my kingdom. Therefore you should submit yourselves entirely to my guidance. You should not willfully do anything but what you are urged to do from within yourselves. You should only ever let yourselves be guided by your feeling, because I place my will into your heart, and the prompting of your heart is the expression of my will. If you comply with this, you will submit yourselves to my will. If you oppose it, then your will is stronger. I would like to caution you about this, for my will always leads to the goal, whereas yours always leads away from the goal or lengthen the path such that you will waste time, because the end is coming soon. Amen.